KGCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Wake up with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:57 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket with the Hard Line. Everyone in a tizzy over the Oscars last night. And we're going to talk about it. We're talking about it right now. We're going to talk about it some more.
What did you guys think of Chris Rock?
I thought he was better than I thought he would be. I thought he was real good at? I thought he was good at keeping things moving along.
I agree.
I thought he was really good. I thought he was funny. Now he's being ripped by everybody.
Who? I don't get. Why would they rip this guy? And is it the old school Oscar people who want Johnny Carson or nothing?
Realizing that
Johnny Carson wasn't that great when he hosted the damn thing.
I thought he was fine. I thought he was better than fine. Was he not that great when he hosted the Oscars, he wasn't that great on his own show either.
Yeah. I mean, let's leave out Billy Crystal, because if you ask me, I don't think Billy Crystal's that great. I think he's good at the opening monologue and the little campy, crappy, include me in the funny movie skit deal. That got old after a couple years for me. And as far as moving things along and making jokes coming in and out of breaks, Chris Rock did as good a job as anyone who's hosted the thing since I've been alive.
Yeah, I mean, he was a lot tamer than he normally is. So they tell me, having never seen his stand-up stick and not really caring to, I really don't know about that, but, you know, it was kind of tepid. Which is probably a good thing. And he was funny a few times. There were a few funny lines in there.
Let's get into some of the stuff that was in his monologue and then some of the stuff surrounding the show itself. This is him talking about, and I love the way he made fun of black film in particular. This is my favorite part of the monologue right here.
But at least here's one thing. You know, I can relate because, you know, a lot of Jewish people were offended by Passion of Christ. A lot of Jewish people were mad about Passion of Christ. And I could relate. Because I had to deal with a movie called Soul Plane this year. I will trade you Passion of Christ for Soul Plane any day of the week, okay? See, at least they make movies for white people to enjoy. Real movies with plots, with actors, not rappers, with real names. Catch Me If You Can. You know, like Saving Private Ryan. Black movies don't have real names. You get names like Barbershop. That's not a name, that's just a location. Barbershop, Cookout, Car Wash. They've been making the same movie for 40 years. That's right, you know Laundromat's coming soon. And after that, check cash your place.
That was the line of the night, man.
Now that was funny.
I erupted when I heard that.
Check cash in place.
And you know the good thing about him? He writes 90% of his stuff. He's got some writers that help him, but I've heard that he writes 90% of his stuff.
Did you guys like the bit he did at the movie theater, Magic Johnson Theater, with all the black people?
Yes. Yeah. It was funny.
I thought that was very funny. The fact that they had not seen any of those movies, but then he's like, you seen White Chicks? Oh, yes, that was very good.
I mean, nothing he did approached the greatness of Nat X, but you wouldn't expect it to.
God. You're almost not allowed to participate anymore, but I'm going to let that slide.
If you take any more steps back, you're going to be out that window.
Yeah, you are. Here's a funny bit.
What's the matter with Nat X? Nat X is funny. You need to recognize it.
Here was a funny bit he did in the monologue concerning how every single movie that's a historical piece needs to have Russell Crowe in it.
You're doing a movie about the past, you bet to get Russell's ass, okay? I don't care if you're making a movie about 3 weeks ago, you need to get Russell Crowe. Because Russell will do the research about 3 weeks ago. He'll cut his hair like 3 weeks ago. He will walk like 3 weeks ago. He will talk like 3 weeks ago. And you'll close your eyes and you'll listen and go, that sounded like 3 weeks ago. If you can't get a star, wait, okay? If you want Denzel and all you can get is me, wait.
Well, that was funny. Yeah, that was was somewhat amusing.
And I like the way, I thought the Bush thing that he did was pretty unnecessary, you know, the whole war thing. But I thought the setup to it was really good. Once he launched into the war itself and the gap in Banana Republic, I thought he was stretching out a little bit. But
you didn't think that was funny?
It was okay.
I thought that was pretty good.
Funny.
But I love this.
Toxic tank tops.
I love this setup here.
I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. I think Bush is a genius. I think Bush did some things this year nobody in this room could do. Nobody in this room could pull off, okay? Because Bush basically reapplied for his job this year. Now, could you imagine applying for a job, and while you're applying for that job, as a movie in every theater in the country that shows how much you suck at that job? It'd be hard to get hired, wouldn't it?
Oh, that was genius. And I love, my favorite part of the whole thing wasn't his monologue, but just the way that he ripped on the actors and actresses right to their face. I mean, it wasn't like he was...
That's his act, man.
Yeah. I mean, here they are coming out, and here's his one-liner. Normally, you kind of do it in a snide way where they're not around or anything, but I mean, here he was. Here's just a little montage of a few of the things he said.
This next actress has incredible range. She put on 25 pounds to play Bridget Jones, and this year she's putting on 80 pounds to play Deacon Jones. Please welcome Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger.
I wonder how many people knew who Deacon Jones was.
I was about to say.
That was funny.
Our first presenter is an Academy Award winner for her role in Monsters Ball and will next be seen in the eagerly awaited Catwoman 2. Give it up for Halle Berry.
The movie made like $8.
I don't think she appreciated it much.
Right now, he wouldn't shake hands with anybody. When our next presenter is not dazzling us with his acting ability, he's boring us to death with his politics. Please welcome Academy Award winner Tim Robbins. Come on.
By the way, he flipped him off.
Flipped him off.
Now, please welcome comedy
Tim Robbins flipped him off.
Jeremy Irons.
That's my favorite one. Please welcome comedy superstar Jeremy Irons. Guy who
it's
had
all
laughed.
Funny.
And, I know.
Tim Robbins flipped him off.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You couldn't see it. You couldn't see it. But a guy here, I got the
picture
right here.
He's got a picture where Robbins is actually laughing while he's doing it.
Oh.
He's walking on stage, covering his finger up with the envelope that he has. Okay, let's play. Well,
go ahead.
All right, let's play Justin the Jude Law clip from Chris Rock, and then get into what happened after Jude Law.
You want Tom Cruise and all you can get is Jude Law? Wait. It's not the same thing, okay? Who is Jude Law? Why is he in every movie I have seen the last 4 years? He's in everything. Even the movies he's not acting in. If you look at the credits, he made cupcakes or something. He's in everything. He's gay. He's straight. He's American. He's British. Next year, he's playing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the movie.
Funny, all right?
He's funny.
Funny,
man. Yes, funny. But I've always thought this guy's funny. I mean, his stand-up is genius.
And that's basically what he did, is
that's
he took
he
his stand-up to the Oscars.
All right, so he does that. So the Sean Penn one is right somewhere down there below that, Justin. Sean Penn gets up there at the end of the at the end of the presentation. He's presenting Best Actress. And instead of just doing his job, which is going out there and reading the names and not doing any shtick, because Lord knows the guy hadn't laughed since he filmed Fast Times, and he has to take this shot.
Forgive my compromised sense of humor, but I did want to answer our host's question about who Jude Law is. He's one of our finest actors, and what Jude and all other talented actors know is that for every greatly talented actor...
What a jerk.
Why does that make him a jerk?
What is he... Does he not know that's comedy?
No.
To answer our host's question, forgive my
self-importance.
Yeah, he's an actor. He acts.
He's got to retain his integrity, though, and that it's a big... it's an art, and it's a craft, and... You don't want to offend. I'm an actor. I do stage and film and drama.
I cannot possibly imagine that they give out awards for this.
Just to include
but
people
you know what?
in
bleh. I'm not going to boycott him like you, though. He's still a fabulous actor.
I hate him now for that. And
he just doesn't have a sense of humor.
Why does he? He never showed up until last year.
When he knew he had a good chance to win. And all of a sudden,
when he won, and now he's coming up to present. He wouldn't even show up when he was nominated, but now he's here, and when he's here, he ruins the thing. And
that's why I'm convinced that they told him last year, look, you won. You won this award. Please be there. You won.
Does he not understand satire? That Chris Rock knows that Jude Law is a good actor, but it's just they're up there in front of everyone and they're making fun of that. It's a roast. The Oscars are a roast forever hosts that program. I just can't believe that a 45-year-old man who's been in that business since he was 15 can't understand that and has to dill out. Hey, dill.
Snake.
You know what, though? I can't believe that Chris Rock didn't come on again and come up with something
else. He did.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Do you guys not remember when he was making fun of Anderson Cooper, the accounting firm?
Not Anderson. Anderson Cooper's on CNN.
Well, you know, what's the name of the...
Arthur Anderson?
What's the name of the accounting firm that handled
Deloitte and Touche. Deloitte and Touche. Price Waterhouse.
Okay, you guys saw that when he did that bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he brought...
I didn't understand it. What happened?
He announced that the accounting firm, and he goes, and I want you to meet two of the accountants that are in charge of it. And then he gave out these two, the most Jewish names in the world.
Oh, that's right.
And out walks 2 8-foot black guys. And so after Sean Penn issues that line, Chris Rock comes right back and he goes, Sean, my accountants want to have a word with you.
I didn't catch it.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Hey, it was very funny. All right, when we come back, let us discuss Robin Williams, who hijacked the show.
Ugh.
And, Grego, the worst song in the history of the Oscars?
77 Oscars, the worst song ever by the greasiest man on earth.
All right. Of course, most people out there have to go stick to some sort of script that whoever wrote for him, but he is allowed as long a time as he wants to do whatever he wants.
What are they going to do? See, he had a good gag when he came out with tape on his mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, okay, they've told him to shut up, and this is his. But then he just launched right into it.
Mm-hmm. Did you laugh at him?
I missed him.
You missed him?
Yeah.
What were you doing? I thought you watched the whole thing.
Did you have to go rub one out?
Might have.
Penny. What were you doing?
What do you mean?
Michael, you are farting.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that.
Like, what part of the show did you miss?
Well, I missed his part. That must have been pretty early in the thing, right?
Yeah.
And I had to make a food unit run.
Oh, dear.
During the Oscars? You didn't have that handled beforehand?
No.
Did you have to go get a bucket of chicken for the family?
Yeah, it was poor planning. Chicken. So I missed the great Robin Williams.
Well, you'll laugh at this because I pulled the best part because he was on for about 5 minutes. And here's his first minute.
Animation means to breathe life into something. Experts use their magic to create the image of something that is vibrant and alive. Men know it better as Viagra.
Not funny.
There's Clint going, not me. This is the opposite of Botox. Animated characters are becoming more and more expressive and animated and alive, unlike Joan Rivers. And many of the women in Beverly Hills who have that expression of constant surprise. And you say to them, they go, what are these lumps under my eyes? I go, those are your nipples, madam.
Genius. One for four.
Genius.
So then he launches into...
Until the whole thing was genius.
He launches into SpongeBob. And he goes on about a two-minute rant about gay characters in cartoons and how...
Heard it.
Why wasn't Daffy Duck considered gay?
Bugs Bunny, because always wore women's clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha,
that came out.
Hee-hee.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Donald Duck, not Daffy Duck. Little sailor outfit, no pants. Gay.
Genius.
Well, you did think that was third hand. It was funny to you.
I'm telling you, the man is a genius.
There's no question he's a genius. He's also a hijacker.
But he's a beating of a genius.
No matter what he does, he hijacks it.
He can't just do a public performance or a television appearance without hijacking. Well,
no, he's got his own thing, and he does that. Tell you what, whenever I'm watching Leno or whatever, and he's on there, ouch.
Yeah.
I can't, I mean, he'll start swinging from the chairs and getting up and going in the audience and throwing stuff. And the host just sits over, whether Letterman or whatever, they just,
we got to let him go. Let's listen to Mike Myers, because I thought that his line, here's Mike Myers, who to me is still one of the funniest people in all of Hollywood. And he comes out and he launches into this serious rant. I'm going, what is he doing with this? And then he digs it right out of the ditch.
The French scholar André Bazin said of the filmic arts, film tells lies at 24 frames per second. A contemporary, Jean-Luc Godard, said of the cinematic experience that it is both crime and magic. Personally, in Shrek 2, I like the part where he farts in the mud.
Well, that guy carved him out of, you know, he works when he wants to now. He's made so much money.
Oh, God.
So you thought that was funny,
huh? Damn right
and
I
Robin
did.
Williams, and Robin Williams wasn't.
The way that delivery was absolutely perfect. Personally, I like the way he farts in the mud.
That's very likely usable somewhere along the line.
Better to have it and need it and need it not have it.
Did anyone laugh at Adam Sandler's bit?
Mm-hmm. Didn't see that either.
I didn't see that.
You didn't?
Missed that.
No, neither did I.
What the hell were you people watching? Did you watch the Oscars?
I flipped around a little bit.
I disappeared for 40 minutes for food.
This must have been right at the first, too.
No, it was in the middle.
That's where we left. It was in the middle.
Was he on stage with Chris Rock?
Yeah, I might have been going back and forth to Carnival.
Here's what happened. They go, and now to present whatever, Adam Sandler and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know, how'd she look?
Everybody's clapping. Out walks Adam Sandler. No Catherine Zeta-Jones. And you know they normally come in from opposite sides, so he's like staring out there going, what the hell's going on? What's happening here? Well, it was a bit. Sandler, it was just Adam Sandler. And so here comes Chris Rock over to help him out to be Catherine Zeta-Jones. And here's what their little setup was.
Adam, I can help you with the lines.
Okay, all right. Catherine Zeta-Jones, everybody.
I'll do it. Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll do what's written.
Okay.
Catherine, may I just say your dress looks incredibly sexy tonight.
Why, thank you, Adam. It's Versace.
Well, with you in it, it should be called Versexy.
As a little girl growing up in Wales, I saw many British TV series adapted into major works of art.
Cat Zeta, those high heels you're wearing are major works of art. They should be hanging in a museum. The Museum of Sexiness.
Okay, listen, Adam, no more funny business, or you're liable to get a spanking.
Sign me up, Mrs. Douglas.
You know what? You're on your own now. Okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Rock.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a good bit. So the only, Mike Myers, Robin Williams, and Adam Sandler were the three comedians who came out there, and they all had bits. You have to have a bit if you're a funny guy. You know, you got to go out there and shtick it up.
Well, did you like it when they brought out Penelope Cruz and Selma Hayek
good
and sent us all
God
into double accent hell?
Boy, was there
and
some
double possible mustache hell.
That, you know what? I hate to say it, but that would be a menage that I would have to turn down just because I could not stand to hear those dueling
Mexicans.
I was going to say voices.
Oh.
But did you see the boobs on both of them, though?
Well, no, I didn't see. I just saw.
Well, not on Penelope Cruz.
No. Yeah, but on
Selma Hayek. Yeah.
She was hot.
But can you stand that accent?
Yes.
No. Yes, I could.
There is no question I could.
Oh, God.
Yes, I could take that.
So you couldn't
I
date?
I could take it for 35 seconds.
Could you not date anyone foreign?
No.
That struggled with the English language?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
That is so sorry.
In fact, any woman whose voice I don't like, I can't hack.
That's a deal breaker for you, a voice?
Yes,
a voice
or a goofy laugh is out for me.
I don't mind their accents.
And I don't care
voices
about anything else.
Their voices
really
are annoying.
I don't care how hot they are, if they got a lousy voice or an annoying voice or a goofy laugh, they are out.
So somebody like Jennifer Tilly?
Totally out.
Chancey?
What do you think?
So who's got a hot voice? Give us some examples.
Wait. So you guys didn't think that she looked hot, though, Selma Hayek?
Well, she looks beautiful.
She's one of my favorites of all time.
I think she looks great until she starts talking, and then you notice the mustache.
There's no mustache.
I guarantee you there's a mustache. What color hair does she have?
This is the dumbest argument in the world. So Chancey has dark hair. She didn't have a mustache.
She might.
Well, she doesn't. You've seen her from 1 inch.
We've never seen her in light, though.
I have.
We saw her in the sunlight.
She's right
here. And besides, even if a girl has a possible mustache, you can go to those hair removal places and just... Then rip it out by the root.
You don't think Selma Hayek does?
You think she's going to walk around looking like Doug Melvin?
I mean, what do you think they do?
Well, you know what? Even when they do that, you still know that it's there.
Girls remove all hair. Mustache, butt stash, everything they have.
Butt stash? Butt stash. What's that?
What's a butt stash?
You know, it's just hair down there. You get rid of it.
Well, where is it?
It's on your...
Where's the butt stash at?
The butt stash? I've never heard that.
In your ass.
There you go, Mike. Women get rid of hair, period.
So, if a girl...
Well, yeah, some do, but I can still know it's there.
You know, I can guarantee you that if any Hollywood starlet has a mustache problem, they're going to have a publicist, an agent, a manager, a producer, a director say, you know what, you need to go down there and get that hair ripped out.
Yeah.
And they're going to get rid of it. And it's never going to be there again. So, whenever you start saying possible mustache on all these celebrities, they don't have it. Unless they want to be the bearded lady.
I'm not so sure.
Do we have time for the worst song in the history of America?
Yes,
I can guarantee you we did.
All right, Selma Hayek introduced this song. Boy. It was the last of the nominated songs. By the way, Beyonce sang three of them.
They must have paid her a S-load in talent fees.
And they were all boring and bad.
She was great. Are you kidding me?
You were such a Beyonce apologist.
No, she's good. She's a fabulous singer. That thing she did in French.
Oversinger.
It was very good. She didn't oversing
so
on that.
Good.
He would have liked J-Lo and Mark Anthony at the Grammys.
He probably would have.
He probably did.
What?
You.
No, I wouldn't. I just think she's a good singer.
You just think she's hot.
You know what? She could... look like Star Jones, and I'd still think she's a good singer.
By the way, somebody emailed me and said that the original line was lose 25 pounds on the, Deacon Jones line, and he was normally going to say, or gain 80 pounds and play Star Jones.
Oh, no way.
And the network made him.
Really?
That would have been great.
According to my email source.
All right, so here's the last nominated song, and they run out. It's from the Motorcycle Diaries, movie.
By the way, diary in Spanish is spelled diarios.
That's so great.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
Doo-doo. Well,
this guy
in your hand
is the most untalented guy I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
He can't sing. He looks like he just looks like that he smells like cigarettes and rat piss. Looking man I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and everybody just goes nuts over him. And here's what I want to know. Who the hell told him he could sing?
I don't know. I don't know why they did this. So he runs out there with Carlos Santana, who has to shoehorn in every guitar note that he's ever learned into this Spanish flamenco song. When it just needs a Spanish guitar, not Carlos Santana.
Let me tell you, I have a hot sports bet. Grego had one about Antonio Honduras. I have one about Carlos Spartana. He sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He just didn't belong here. Danny,
he's
amazing.
On this because he comes out there with an electric guitar.
Maybe he was lousy on this, but he does not suck.
He's amazing.
You know, they just showed a clip over here on E of some high. You can almost see nipples.
He shows up doing this, what should be an acoustic Mexican song.
You almost see what? Nipples? What?
I give up.
Yeah, and you're right.
Her nipples.
He didn't need to come out with there with
an electric guitar through a fuzz box with the tone rolled off. That's his signature sound. I'm Carlos Santana. Let me play every pentatonic scale I know.
All right, well, that doesn't make him a spare.
He is, too.
No, it doesn't.
He's amazing.
Go ahead and email me, Mexicans. Carlos Santana sucks. Go ahead.
It's not just Mexicans that like him. I like him. I think he's good.
That was terrible last night.
Well, here's the worst song ever.
I'm going to bring you a copy of Amigos tonight.
Okay, you do that.
Clavo mi remo en el agua. No. That's the award song.
Yeah, how about that idiot? You know what? We're in America. Speak English. English. That's the official language.
It's
speak
the other
it. Guarantee that would have been nominated. That's how poor the selection is. And have you seen...
This is better.
Have you seen Melanie Griffith lately?
Awful.
She is... She's the female Michael Jackson.
She's terrible.
Bless her heart.
So
I
then,
thought she looked all right. Oh, right. No. Well, those giant lips.
She's got bad hair, too.
I mean, she's got those lips that look like a kid's blow-up pool. Big giant lips.
Well, I came through on my promise on Friday that I was going to watch the Oscars at a gay bar. And this happened last night.
Now, where are we going to hear about that?
We'll do it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Okay.
We got to get back to sports.
Think Renee Zellweger look good?
No. Terrible. That was the worst dress, and her hair looked bad, and she has perpetual bee sting face.
When did she turn into an Asian?
Did you see the way she was walking? She looked like a geisha girl.
What, did you see that dress?
Yeah.
Like she was wrapped in saran wrap.
Well, it was fun. There's another Oscars in the books. Congratulations, everybody. It was a big night.
All right, coming up next, let's talk a little...
Stuff.
We'll figure something out here next.